Today is about the power of you. You will change the world.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast.
Do the damn thing.
Where we talk to visionary dreamers like you about living their best life.
Fulfill the highest, truest expression of yourself.
It's time to step into the past, present, and future with an open and healthy mind. Go! Now let's talk.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. I know I'm a little off key today. All right, I'm gonna let it go. How's everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? I just want to start off by saying I just love you guys so, so much. If nobody told you that they loved you this week, I'm telling you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you to pieces. And you are listening to Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, and some real bullshit. And you are tuned into Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, it's extraordinary folk over here doing the damn thing the best way we can. I just want to thank you guys for just tuning in whenever you can, for subscribing to the YouTube, following it, even when, you know, the videos are not going up. And make sure you follow me on IG, because I've been being a little bit more consistent with the IG posts. So follow me on IG if you haven't already at Chronicles of Living, L-I-V-I-N. And thank you for all the support with the book purchases, Visionary Dreamer, 90 Day Journal, and Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose Workbook on Amazon, April Adion Williams. Thank you guys. And make sure you comment on any platform, okay? And share. Sharing is caring. So I just wanted to get that out the way because I forget sometimes. Comment. Okay, so yes, if you saw, if you're listening to the show, I'm sure you are listening mostly probably because of the title, The Devil, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm listening because of the title too, and that's why I put the question mark, because I'm like, what, that's my topic? I'm trying to tell y'all, spirit be having me on some other type of mission sometimes, so I don't know how this whole situation gonna come out, but I will say this. I believe the topic came about because I was on Instagram earlier, you know, loading some stuff, posting some stuff, and I came across this short little story video with this guy speaking on the perception of the devil and the way we have, been taught about the devil and things of that nature, and, you know, in the different books, religious books and things of that nature. And he was speaking on how, you know, in the Bible. And now, if you just tuned in, I'm not a religious person. I am a spiritual person. Disclaimer, all the messages that I talk about are for me too, because I do not write notes. I just let spirit talk through me. Okay, so just know and understand that. Okay, so don't leave if you think it's about some religious stuff. No. For all of us, including me, okay? Whatever this message is going to turn out to be. I don't know it either. So, in the Bible, I do know this. And which this person, this man was speaking on how in the Bible, if you don't know anything about the word or whatever like that, he was speaking on how Jesus said that the devil is the prince of the world, right? And then he went on to talk about kind of giving his analogy and things of that nature. But he was kind of reading scripture and connecting some dots and things of that nature. And I was like, you know, this makes a lot of sense, you know. So basically he was saying that, you know, with the devil supposedly being the prince, being called the prince of the world, and the devil was supposed to be a fallen angel, because basically he was kind of in competition with God. You know what I'm saying? This is what we've been taught. And so at the end of the day, you know, we paint the devil as this red person with horns and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we use the word so loosely. The devil made me do it, or the devil is busy, or, you know, the devil is working against me, and all of these things, you know. But to you, when you say things like that, who is the devil to you? Maybe it's just that the mindset that you're in, you are allowing your thoughts to be a representative of the devil. How about that? Your thoughts are, when they're negative, that is a form, a trait of the so-called devil, right? And where it says that, okay, the devil is the prince of the world, when we think about the world and what people expect from each other, what society teaches us as people, as we're growing up, with now, with the internet, social media, the things that we get from that, what it teaches us, is that in order to be somebody, you must have everything. You must have all the money. You must have all the power. You must have all the fly cars and the big houses and all of these materialistic things. And if you don't have these materialistic things, you're not successful. And in some people's eyes, you're nothing. You know, you're unworthy. You're not enough. All of these things that we have to weave through in life to make us feel successful, to make us feel like we have purpose or that we're somebody, you know. And I say it in this way because until you have reached the mindset and knowing in your spirit and in your heart that you were created to be somebody, you were created as somebody, you were created perfectly in the creator's image, because if not, you wouldn't be created. Because as I always say, if you beat all of those billions of sperm cells and you were the one that came out of that egg, obviously you have some type of purpose. Obviously you are valuable. Obviously you are enough, right? I don't think we think in that way, because as we get older, and even some people, childhoods, you know, maybe you've been beat down in some different ways, verbally, physically, mentally, and it just leaked into your adulthood. It just leaked into your teenagehood, or however you want to say it. And, you know, I think that this topic also came on me because of the fact that I did a meditation class today as well. And it was so good because it was a family, and it was somebody else too, but it was a family. And I love the fact that it was a family. And, you know, shout out to my sister out there. And she brought her kids, and I'm like, you know, at first she's like, well, you know, I got to drive. I was like, no, bring them. Because I used to go into the schools and teach, the Boys and Girls Club and things of that nature, to teach meditation and affirmations. And when you think about other cultures, they start at the womb being taught how to calm your mind. You know what I'm saying? And so there are cultures out here that are very humble in nature because they start from the grassroots. And therefore, it might take a little bit longer for that thought of the devil made me do it, or the devil is working me, or whatever like that, to come to them. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that any culture is better than the other. It's just like I said, you know, some cultures are taught different things from the grassroots. All of us, you know, different cultures, or not even just the nationality, but just the backgrounds, the environment, and things of that nature. You know, you're taught, or you view life from a different standpoint because of what you see, and that becomes your perception in life. And so as you're growing up, and you might hear a older person say, oh, the devil is busy today, or this and any other, then you wind up taking on that type of talk without even realizing it. It's just little passed down to you. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes you don't even realize, you know, what you're really saying. And you don't realize that when you say things like that, you're giving energy to the so-called devil. You know what I mean? To that energy of the devil, the negative mindset or things of that nature or energy. What you have is what you say. I was telling one of the people in my meditation class today, because he was talking on how, you know, he don't have enough time for his business. You know, he was talking on the fact that, you know, his work schedule, this and any other, but you got a whole business and people are constantly coming to the mini mall looking for you. You're losing money in your business. And so I posed this question to him. I said, listen, I said, life is short, you know, and at the end of the day, if God forbid something was to happen to you tomorrow, what do you want to leave this earth knowing that you have done? Would you want to leave this earth knowing, being as though you're an entrepreneur, because everybody's not an entrepreneur. So I'm just talking on an entrepreneur tip, and you can apply this to you as in a career or a job as well, meaning like promotions and or moving into a job or occupation that you're passionate about. So I asked him, like, would you want to leave this earth knowing that you have tied up all your time and your energy into building someone else's empire, knowing that you can build your own? Or would you want to leave knowing that at least you put your best foot forward building something of your own? And of course, he said, I want to leave here building, knowing that I worked hard at building something of my own. So at that point, I'm like, you know, you have what you say. If you say you're too busy, you keep saying that, then that's what it's going to be. And that's what you're going to believe in your mindset, that I'm just too busy. I just don't have the time to do that. You know what I'm saying? And on another note, I had a conversation with one of my sisters today, and it's like everything got to be perfect before she opened up her business. And I went on to say, you know, being perfect can cost you a lot of money. You know what I mean? And that is all a part of procrastination. Even though she said to me, I'm not procrastinating, but when you say that, that means that that's your thought. And if it came into your thought, then maybe that's what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we can block ourselves of our own success because we're like, the visionist came to me double dutch. Double dutch. You know how when the girls used to jump double dutch and you know, they turn in the rope, They like, come on. And you like, and the girls trying to like, they like, wait a minute. They get ready to jump in. Like, envision that whole scene. You know, I'm sure all of y'all saw somebody jump rope in your childhood or your lifetime. And the girls, she like, wait a minute. And you got some that take longer than others to jump in the middle of the rope and start jumping. And you got some that's just totally scared. Like, nah, I'm not letting that rope hit me. And then you got some that just, soon as it's their turn, they like right in there, you know, and they gone. That's the vision that I just saw right now. You know what I mean? And I believe that in life, guys, you know, that whole word, you know, the devil, again, can be us sometimes getting in our own way. It can be us stopping ourselves from prosperity, from being productive, more productive than what we truly are, from, you know, allowing people and things and situations to hold us back from the best versions of ourselves, to hold us back from the growth that we are supposed to have, from the growth that we are supposed to experience, you know, the different thoughts that come to mind because of, as I always talk about, past things. I don't want to say failures, but failures that didn't work out. We think on that too hard, and we're just like that girl that just is scared to jump in the rope. And we just be like, no, not yet. I'm not ready yet. Oh, the rope gonna hit me. Oh, you know, that is a form of that mindset, you know what I mean? In other words, that, you know, damn. Or if you try it, or if you go for it, and when you go for it, it just don't work out the first time, you know, that whole mindset, again, is like, you want to give up on yourself before you even start. But when you think about something like working at a job or starting a new career or whatever like that, and you have like, okay, this is how much you're going to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Weekly. You already know what you're looking at going in. You know what type of benefits you're going to get. You pretty much know. But you don't go into that job just knowing everything, right? Most of the time, especially if it's a new job, even if it's in the same field that you've been working in, every company does things differently. So you got to learn that new way. Or just like, you know, if you're in school, if you're in college and you're starting a new class, you're going to have to learn and you're going to have to mess up and you're going to have to, you know, make mistakes and revisit whatever it is you did until you get it right. So I'm saying in life, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, rather it's a relationship, rather it's with your loved ones, your family members, and you just don't see eye to eye right now, but maybe later on down the line, if you keep revisiting things, you know, you might come to the meet each other halfway at the levels where you can see each other eye to eye, or if you don't see each other eye to eye, at least you can hear each other out. At least you can be in a mindset, well, you know what? Let me just listen this time. Let me just feel what they're feeling this time. You get what I'm saying? Because even though, you know, we are adults, you know, we have, a lot of us have kids out here, some younger than others. We got to realize that our kids go through things too, especially during this time. You know, with some kids, you know, not being able to go to school and things of that nature, and just being displaced. And maybe if they was in the sports or they were a very active kid and things of that nature. Can you imagine the whole shutdown of it in their mindset, the whole mentality, them working through the fact that they're not allowed to do certain things. They can't, you know, interact or socialize. As they say, idle time is the devil's playground. Know that, believe that. So when you have too much idle time in your space, on your mind, that's when those thoughts can come of, oh, well, you know, my life is never going to change, or, you know, if you have that good idea and then the next day, all of a sudden, oh, you don't want to do that because last time what happened, you know what had happened was. And so you start losing the whole ambition or the drive of it, you know. And these are the different ways that the so-called devil can change your mindset and keep you from greatness. Keep you from the greatness that is yours. You know? That is yours. But again, you're the only one that can get in your own way. I'm looking at the definition of, I pulled it up. So I'm just saying, pull up the definition of the devil. So what I'm looking at, you know, Googled it up. And it was saying devil, referred to as Satan, the supreme spirit of evil, or of Satan's, what is that? Demons, the of hell, and one of the spirit that possesses a demonic person. Let me see what else it says. So I'm gonna just stop right there. So one that might possess demonic, whatever. Y'all, I just said the word, okay? So what I'm taking from that is that, again, if you are not in your right mind, and if you are, you know, having those thoughts of doing things that's not beneficial to you, to your spirit, you know, to your soul, to your well-being, to your loved ones around you, then that's you being, having that, I would say, a little attack of a demonic, damn, I can't even say the word. What the heck? Spirit just kind of trying, let's say this, trying to attach itself to you. You know what I mean? And I say that to say, I don't want y'all to be thinking like, what is she? She's just getting too deep. Like, what? No, I'm just saying on some real talk, you know, I could look back at my life and I could look back at maybe some of the things that, not maybe, some of the things that I've done, you know, when I was growing up or whatever. And I could feel that there were things that was just not in my character, but I've done them because just, well, because, you know what I'm saying? Maybe because of the environment that I was in, or maybe because of the people that was around me, not on a following tip, but maybe on the curiosity tip, you know what I'm saying? Just growing up and again, seeing your environment and what everybody else is doing. So therefore you go and you might try different things and it's really not you, but it's something within you that's like, yeah, go ahead, do it. You know, everybody else is doing it. Just try it out. Just one time. You know what I mean? So you think about, you know, our youth right now. And maybe some voices that might be in their head. Those little, you know, demonic voices that might be speaking to them because of the fact that, you know, they have a lot of idle time on their hands. We have to be aware, guys, of not just ourselves, but of our youth, of, you know, the people around us. And we have to know that, you know, a lot of people do things without even being aware of it. A lot of people, you know, act in certain ways without even being aware of what they're doing. And it's up to us sometimes to pull people coattails and say, yo, you know what I mean? What's going on with you? You know what you're going through or whatever like that. But finding a way to do it in a way where it's not you attacking, the person don't feel attacked, but it's just a way of that you're caring for that person. And or either you're, in some cases, you know, you might have to set boundaries for to different people. You know what I'm saying? People don't know what they're doing until either they come to the acknowledgement of it, or maybe you, if it's done to you, you decide that, okay, I need to step up and maybe let them be aware of how they're making me feel. You get what I'm saying? When they do a certain thing. This is how we can kind of, you know, fight that battle of the energy of things that's not beneficial for us as an individual and as a group, as an environment, and so forth and so forth. Now, of course, we can't save the world. We can't even save, some of us can't, it's hard to save our own doggone self. And when I say that, I mean, like, as far as making sure that we acknowledge when we're doing things or we having thoughts that's not beneficial for our higher good and for us, for our growth and things of that nature, you know? But at the end of the day, if we check in with ourselves and we ask ourselves, okay, why do I want to buy this? Why do I want to have this? Meaning like any materialistic thing that is maybe big or expensive and things. And I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, we don't deserve expensive things. That's not what I'm saying at all. Not at all. Because I love some expensive things, but I'm a very frugal person. I can bargain shop. I can, you know, I can make something look that's not, that don't cost so much money, look real expensive. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when we check in with ourselves and we ask ourselves, why is it that I want to purchase this? Why do I want this big house? Why do I want this fly car? Why do I want to have a lot of money? So, for example, why do I want to have a lot of money? Is it just because I want to just have all this fly stuff? Or is it that I have plans for this having a lot of money? Like, so perfect example, me. Okay. Me wanting a lot of money is because I want to invest in my purpose. I want to be able to my plan is investing more in my purpose. And I have pretty much kind of three different purposes, you know, the Regenerating Me boutique, the podcast show, the TV show. That's basically the top three. But all of those, each one of those are a service to others. So me wanting to have, or, you know, praying to have more money is not going to just help me. It's going to help others. You get what I'm saying? So that's not like a evil for wanting money. But on the other hand, if you just want money just to be fly, just to, you know, look at me, look at me, look at what I got, or this and the other, and it's just benefiting you to just be fly or to shine, then maybe you need to check in with yourself and ask yourself, okay, why do you need to impress people? Why is it that you know, what makes you feel this way that you need to have these things and have the mindset that you think, okay, people going to be looking at you? Is it that you're not accepting of yourself? You're not accepting of who you are? You're not accepting of your true nature? You know what I mean? You feel like you got to have all of these materialistic things for people to accept you? These are the ways that the so-called devil can work within us, and we don't even realize it. We don't even realize it. You know, we can tell ourselves, no, I just want nice things because I work hard, or I want nice things just because I want nice things. And that can be true. But I just challenge you to check in with yourself and really be honest with yourself. Why is it? What makes you feel that you need so much money or so many beautiful and big expensive things? Is it just for you, or is it to benefit your purpose in this time, space, and reality, and to be able to do more? And I know, like, if we question ourselves, it's different areas in our lives that we can just say, you know, I'm doing too much. You know? I mean, I work hard at questioning myself every day for these last few years and asking myself, okay, Adion, like, what makes you want to do that? Or why is it that you feel like right now you need that? Or don't you think you can hold off on that? And I really check myself. Like, when I, you know, when money comes and I'm like, I want to invest in certain things, rather be for regenerating me or rather be equipment or things of that nature. I have, especially lately, I've been really pulling my coattail. Like, do you really need that right now? You know, like, do you really need to order that product right now? Why do you need to have so much? You just have this right now and just, you know, run with that. And then, you know, later on, you could get this. You get what I'm saying? It's always an area in our lives that we can check in with ourselves. Or why is it that I'm connected to this person? Or why is it that I feel the need to be a friend to that person? Or why is it that, you get what I'm saying? Why is it that I need that person in my life or whatever like that? Or I feel like I need that person in my life. Is it because of you really genuinely have love for that person? Or is it because you feel like that person, you could benefit from that person solely? You know, these are the things that we could check in with ourselves and ask ourselves, am I thinking of the connection in a devilish way? And I'm not just saying friends. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Spouses or whatever. Like, why am I with this person? Seriously. Like, why do I feel like, you know, this person is in my life, and why am I in this person's life? Is it a genuine love, or is it a beneficial love? And even if it's a beneficial love, you know, it could be innocent to a degree, but you are the only one that know. You got to be honest with yourself. And this is what I have been working hard to do. And I choose my connections very carefully. I make sure that I check in with myself with each connection, because every day you meet new people. Well, some of us don't, depending on, you know, your mindset and how far you want to go past, you know, your environment, your state, especially now with this whole, you know, pandemic or whatever like that. Some of us just want to stay where we at, you know, but even still, even if it's that, that gives you even more time to say, why am I friends with this person so long? Like, you know, how is this person affecting my life? And how am I affecting that person's life? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it toxic? Is it, you know, this is how we can get better at our energy and the way we put our energy out and the way we receive energy. But we always got to take a chance on ourselves to like be honest and reflect. Y'all know I talk a lot. Everybody that's been listening to the show, and a shout out to the new listeners. I apologize. Shout out to the new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, my all around listeners, I appreciate y'all as well. Y'all know it. But I really believe that when we start checking in with ourselves and asking ourselves, why is it that we feel like we need to be in a relationship, or we need to be in this particular relationship, or, you know, and that, like I said, when I say relationship, I'm talking all around the board. I'm not just talking intimate relationship. I'm talking friendship. I'm talking even with family, because we all can have big families, and sometimes with certain family members you're close to, some you're not, some, you know, some you just see when the family gets together, you know, things of that nature, you know. Are you feeding each other? Are you feeding each other positive energy? Are you both getting growth out of the relationship? Are you checking in with each other when, you know, if you feel like, okay, you know, what you just said or how you're thinking, it's not beneficial to you, and it's definitely not beneficial to us, you know? Are you being honest? That's a hard thing to do sometimes, especially when you may have love for someone, or you've known somebody for a long time, or whatever. Or even if it's somebody new and you filling them out. For me, it's not. I'm a very outspoken person, so I'm going to let you know how I feel. Sorry. I'll take it personal. But I've learned that I have to set boundaries sooner than later. Before, I would be like, I'm away. But now I feel like when things come to my attention, and sometimes I could be busy and it could come to my attention later on, and I just reflect like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. I'm going to have to talk on that. I'm going to have to speak on that. Or you know what I mean? And I believe that the longer you wait to speak up on certain things, sometimes it can never happen. You could lose your confidence. Let's say it that way. You could lose your confidence in believing that you need to speak on it, and you can continue to receive the same results from the actions of yourself, meaning like just continuing to allow people to, you know, go beyond your boundaries, or, you know, the action of the other person. So I don't know how y'all are receiving this message. Like I said, I just speak whatever is spoken through me. But my prayer is that you get something out of it. You know, something that can make that light bulb come on and say, ding, ding, ding. Like, oh, yeah. You know? It's like in my meditation class today, we talked on a heart chakra, because we have seven chakras. And so I just talked on the root chakra and the heart chakra. And I'm going to say this and then I'm going to go. And one of the things that I believe we all, you know, were on the same page was about the heart chakra. And, you know, we was talking about how it's ironic that we were, the adults in the class were all givers. And, you know, you get to the point, you give. And then, you know, people that you give to, you don't get it back in the same way. And you give from the people that was in my class, you know, we all we're saying how we give from a good heart, like we don't expect nothing in return, but sometimes it can hit you and be like, wait a minute now, I've been giving, and I'm just not getting seeing the returns of it. And I said to them that, you know, when that light bulb moment comes on, it's reminding you, it's showing, not even reminding you, it's showing you how you need to value yourself more, how you need to know your worth, you know? And so you can still be the giver, but you need to readjust your giving if you're not receiving in the same way. And I don't mean in the same way, because we're all different. So we have different love languages. We have different ways of giving and thinking that, okay, that's really good the way we give. But sometimes you have to be vocal and allow, even with the kids, I was telling them to speak, you know, you got to speak to your parents and allow them to know how you feel, because everybody receives love in a different way. Everybody's love language is different. So you can give somebody and give to somebody, whether it's being helpful, whether it's being, you know, love or whatever. And that might not be their love language. And so they might not think that you doing a lot and you be doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? They love a language can be something else, you know? Or you can give, and the person just think that, oh, well, you not giving me enough or whatever. Again, that might not be their love language. You got to check in and see, what is the love language? We all got different love languages, meaning like some love languages are giving of affection. Some are words. Some are, you know, gifts. Some are, you know, for me, I'm going to be honest, like, I really do like gifts. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about thought out gifts. I'm not talking about just money. Anybody can do that. I'm talking about spending time to, you know, to that way I know that you are paying attention to me. You know, it ain't even got to be expensive. I like people to check in and just see how I'm doing. You know what I mean? Randomly, just check in, see how I'm doing. You know, I have people that I've been friends with for years, and they'll text me and just say, yo, I was just thinking about you. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? And it makes me feel good. It lets me know that they're not just my friend because they want something out of me, but they're my friend because they genuinely care for me, you know? So these are the things that, you know, we can check in with ourselves. And I know this conversation, like I said, sometimes it just be going all across the board, but it obviously needed to be said for us to kind of start checking in with ourselves and asking ourselves, like, how are we moving these days? You know, are we looking at things from a mindset that is a little bit devilish, demonic, or whatever like that? And we just don't realize it? Or are we letting that type of energy, that evil energy, take over our mindset and feel like we got to have and we got to be this way, or we got to get over on somebody, or even if we're insecure, we got to, you know, we got to go and do the most and try to beat somebody at their own game, or you know what I'm saying? Or step in somebody else's lane. Because maybe you might feel a little threatened from, you know, somebody else doing some of the things that you're doing. We got to ask ourselves these questions, guys. You know, I'm grateful to God that I am secure at who I am today. And when I see different things or different people, and I pay attention, I might not say things, I might not say something, or I might hold back for a little bit. But when I see different people acting a certain way towards me, or reacting a certain way towards me, or just doing things that I'm like, you know, they doing the most. I get it. I get that sometimes, you know, I get that sometimes, I hate to say it this way, sometimes I can be a little intimidating to people without me even trying to be. And I'm going to use the word trying. I've had this because of the fact that I when my drive and my ambition, I'm so focused that sometimes I don't realize how that makes others around me feel. And I don't mean no harm, and I mean good for everyone. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to make it. I want everybody's dreams to become a reality. But sometimes that can be a threat to people because they feel like, well, damn, she getting things moving and she moving and she moving. You know what I'm saying? And that can pull people's coattail and they can look at themselves like, wait a minute, I need to do more. And they can actually get mad because they're not doing more, but they watching me do more. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying about it's an unconscious thing. Like, I'm not meaning to harm anybody. And I'm not meaning to, you know what I mean? I'm always the one that's cheering for people and like, yo, yeah, you could do it. You could. But I still always run across that one person that I gotta be like, yo, why? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? But again, some people don't know what they're doing until you speak on it. So I encourage you guys, you know, not to look at the repercussions or whatever, but you're actually helping different people when you speak on a certain thing. Now, don't speak on something just because you think you right or you think, you know what I'm saying, you got all the answers. I'm talking when you feel in your spirit, you know what I'm saying, that something needs to change. Then, and only then, you pray about it first for the right words, and then you speak on it. Other than that, you coming from your ego and you coming from your pride. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta balance things out. So guys, I'm gonna leave y'all with that. Let's check in with our youth. Let's check in on our elders as well. Because this is a time that people can get lost in their thoughts and, fall into depression and things of that nature. And again, idle time is the devil's playground. And, checking with different people and just encourage them, you know, just, you know, let them know, like, you thinking about them, you love, don't wait until you need something or you know, you want something or whatever like that. And then check in with the person. No, check in. If you got love for a person, true love for a person, you know, send them a quick text, pick up the phone, whatever, you know what I mean? But make sure you're not overstepping your boundaries too. I guess I felt the need to say that. So I'm going to leave y'all with that. I don't know how y'all feel about this topic, this show. But again, I pray that you got something that was beneficial, some type of light bulb moment, something that you can take and you can look at your life and readjust some things, some thoughts and the way you go about life or whatever. I pray you got something out of this show and every other show. Go on YouTube and listen to the show. I never really promote the YouTube. Please go on YouTube and listen to the show so that the algorithm can push me out there. Because when I don't do nothing, YouTube be like, listen, I ain't moving for you. So, you know, that'd be good. So when I get back on YouTube, I can start, you know, that more people can hear. So share the links, the podcast links on the YouTube channel as well. And definitely, if you got something out of this show, rate, subscribe, wherever you listening, what platform and all of that good stuff. Leave a comment. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Y'all just don't know. I really do. Y'all are, you know, like I said, the reason why I make sure that I work it out and get on the show and talk to you guys on Sunday, even though I'm just leaving my boutique at 6 o'clock. So I love you guys and have an awesome, beautiful week. Make it an awesome and beautiful week. Watch your thoughts. Watch your words. Watch how you respond to things, to people. Okay? Check in with yourself. That's your homework. Okay? I love you guys. Make sure you love on yourself. Make sure you go in that mirror and you tell yourself you're enough, you're beautiful, you're successful, all that good stuff that maybe others are not telling you. Make sure you encourage yourself and love on yourself, okay? I challenge you guys with that because, you know, the holiday, Valentine's Day is coming up. And some of us don't have somebody to send us flowers and to send us gifts and all that whole stuff. Do it for yourself. Okay? I love you guys. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk. Just doing a damn thing the best way we can. I love you guys. Until next Sunday, peace.
The Chronicles of Living.
We can be whatever we dream.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Chronicles of Living podcast, where you find only the highest vibrations. Remember, you are extraordinary. And if you're pursuing your dreams, we're proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live.
Something better is always possible if you're willing to work for it and fight for it.
Stay updated with Adion by visiting chroniclesofliving.com or stay connected through social media by following @ChroniclesofLivin'. Until next time, your dream pusher, Adion.